Muslim Americans are more integrated into society than European Muslims. But even in the U.S., there appear to be significant pockets of disaffection, especially among the young and religious. Those are the conclusions of an exhaustive survey of Muslim Americans released today by the Pew Research Center. NPR religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
More than 1,000 Muslims spoke at length about their American experience, and here's the headline.
This is largely a good news story for the vast, vast majority of Muslims.
Andrew Kohut is the president of the Pew Research Center.
The Muslim American population is middle class. It's mostly mainstream. Muslim Americans are assimilated. They're happy with their lives. And they're moderate on many of the issues that have divided Muslims and Westerners around the world.
But the study found some surprising signs of discontent. More than half believe that the U.S. government singles Muslims out for extra surveillance. While most Muslims hold a very unfavorable view of al-Qaeda, only 36% of African American Muslims do. When asked who conducted the terrorist attacks on 9/11, only 40% of Muslims believe that the perpetrators were Arab. And most disturbing was what Kohut called pockets of sympathy for extremism.
Younger Muslims are both more religiously observant, more self-identifying as Muslims than older Muslims, and they're also more likely to say that suicide bombing in defense of Islam can be at least sometimes justified.
A quarter of Muslims under 30 said suicide bombing is legitimate on some occasions. That compares with 6% of older Muslims. Leila Al-Khatami, communications director of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, was shocked by that statistic. She said it did not reflect what she knew of the community. Khatami was less surprised to learn that some Muslims find it harder to live in America since 9/11. And if they are suspicious of the U.S. government, she says it's justified, as evidenced by the number of complaints of discrimination and racial profiling her group has received.
For example, we had a case where a gentleman was trying to fly on an airline, and he happened to be wearing a shirt that had Arabic writing on it, and he was not allowed to board his flight, and he was also not allowed to board subsequent flights until he changed his shirt.
Khatami says untold numbers of innocent Muslims named Muhammad can't get off the government watch list, but she says these are blips for an otherwise satisfied community, 65% of which recently came to the United States.
The American dream is still very much alive here. If you work hard and, you know, you put your mind to something, you can really accomplish it here. And I think that that's what the majority of Muslims see and understand and feel here in the United States. They still see it as a land of opportunity. That's why so many people want to immigrate here.
And compared to Europe, where many Muslims live in ghettos, earn the lowest incomes, and suffer high unemployment, America represents the good life. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
And for more details of the Pew study, you can go to npr.org.